This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The NBA quickly cutting the number of teams in its playoffs down to 4. Last night, the Indiana Pacers beat the Miami Heat 73-70. The Pacers are in the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 4 years. Saturday, the Lakers were the first team to make it to the conference finals. They beat the San Antonio Spurs. Here to give us more insights is our sports expert, Sal Masekela of ESPN. Sal, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well, Alex. Yourself?
Well, I'm okay, but tell me about the Indiana Pacers. We haven't heard much of them for the last several years. What are they doing there?
Well, you know, when you're an Eastern Conference team, it's almost like a sideshow because really it's not going to make a difference. If they do win the Eastern Conference, whoever they play in the West will take them out. They beat a fourth-seeded Miami team on the East, which is a team in the West, if they had the same record, that wouldn't even be in the playoffs. And they had a tough time dispensing of them. They don't have a guy over 6'10", and they still were taking the 6 games. So when they face the big towers, you know, in the West, you know, your Kevin Garnett's in Minnesota or Shaq and company in Los Angeles, it really wouldn't be a contest. But we're very happy for them that they've gotten as far as they have.
Okay, very good. Shaq and company are there, and there had been a lot of doubts about this team toward the end of the season. They weren't playing very well. Suddenly they come together in the playoffs. What's going on there?
Well, really, it was Gary Payton's words. He got very verbal a few weeks ago, and he said, hey, the rest of my team needs to step up and help on defense. And something was ignited. It caused a lot of controversy. From that moment forward, the Lakers started playing like the team that we were expecting to see. And they ran through San Antonio with intensity and drive. And even me, not a Los Angeles Lakers fan, think that they're going to end up getting their 4th ring in 6 years.
Well, the team you like is the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're playing the Sacramento Kings. That game tonight, this is to decide who's going to play the Lakers for the Western Conference Championship.
That game is going to be heated. In game 6, Anthony Peeler, the Kings, struck Kevin Garnett with an elbow to the head, was suspended for 2 games and fined, and it's just been back and forth. Yesterday, Kevin Garnett was calling it a war, and now he was loading up his artillery for this match. It's going to be very, very intense. Neither team has won a Game 7 in the playoffs. Minnesota's never even been in a Game 7 before, so it's going to be crazy, and it'll be interesting to see how the referees call the game with the fighting that went on the other day. That's going to be the thing to watch.
Let me switch to another sport. Last night, Randy Johnson, the 40-year-old pitcher for the Arizona Diamondbacks, threw a perfect game, first one in 5 years.
40 years old, and the guy's throwing 98-mile-an-hour heaters straight down the pipe in the 9th inning. I was watching the Miami Pacers game, and as they came back from commercial, the announcer said, Randy Johnson's on pace for a perfect game in the 6th inning. And I was like, do I switch? Do I not switch? And I went, and I was going back and forth. And this is a guy who last year was 6-8. It was injured. People said that he was done. He was past his prime. And at 40 years old, guys like him, guys like Karl Malone, just showing a whole nother level of how far you can go as a professional athlete in the 21st century. It's exciting.
Sal Masekela, covering sports for ESPN and Day to Day. Sal, thanks for coming back again.
Always a pleasure, Alex.